The last ball of the season was an absolute crush, a roaring success, a dazzling night of romance and excitement, and Isaac was frustrated beyond belief for a multitude of reasons.
"Your Grace is an excellent dancer," said the young woman he was dancing with.
"Miss Stark, Miss Richards, Miss Lance." He couldn't remember, they were all starting to blend together. So far she had been extremely unmemorable in every way, just like all the other young ladies he'd met throughout the season. All of them wanted to catch a duke. So far he hadn't met one he wanted to make his duchess, and he had been looking. "As you are," he said, seriously wishing he could remember her name, knowing he sounded far too intimate leaving it off. The empty-headed chit beamed up at him, and Isaac sighed inwardly. His senses rejoiced as he heard the music coming to an end. As quickly as he could, he whisked her back to her mamma, ignoring her pout as he excused himself immediately. Had she really thought her insipid conversation, which literally consisted of a series of compliments to him and nothing else, had somehow inspired his interest in her? The few questions he'd asked her about her own interests, she turned around on him with compliments about how intelligent, intriguing and entertaining his questions were. Isaac wasn't even completely sure she knew what every one of those words meant.
"Oh, good! You got rid of that one on your own," Arabella said, appearing at his elbow, on the arm of Mr. Trexler, an upright gentleman whom Isaac thoroughly approved of. Unfortunately, Mr. Trexler looked rather scandalized by Arabella's statement.
"Miss Thompson would drive me batty within an hour, and you to drink by the end of the day." She tilted her head at her escort. "Have you met Miss Thompson, Mr. Trexler?" The lilt she gave her voice indicated she expected he had, because she grouped them together.
"I have not had the pleasure,"
Mr. Trexler said stiffly, his voice faintly condemning. The look he shot Isaac was very different than the one he'd given him when Isaac had suggested he introduced the gentleman to Arabella. An introduction to a duke's sister was quite an honour. Unfortunately, Arabella was a complete hoyden, far too outspoken, and seemed to enjoy chasing off the gentleman Isaac introduced her to with her behaviour. While she didn't quite step outside the lines of acceptable social mores, she constantly ran right up to the lines, which was why Isaac was so restrictive about what gentleman she spent any time with. He could only imagine what trouble she would get into on the arm of any less proper gentleman. Not that he and his younger brother Benedict would ever allow her out of their sight at a ball, but it was a job and a half to keep her from the company of rakes and rogues. A duchess who could act as her chaperone and also help instill more ladylike behaviours in her would be extremely helpful. After all, as much as Isaac and Benedict tried, they couldn't replace their mother. Their dearth of female relatives hadn't helped either. Their great-aunt Ida was currently technically Arabella's chaperone, but even after her arrival in London, she hadn't been successful in curbing Arabella's behaviour. The only avenue which had proved successful was after Arabella had made friends with several other ladies of the ton this season. She'd taken a few cues from them and altered some of her own attitudes, as well as aped some of their mannerisms, which were quite a bit more ladylike than her own. Isaac hoped that if he could install a duchess into the household, whose exemplary behaviour Arabella would be constantly exposed to, his sister might truly start to settle down. Her best friend Gabrielle had proven just as wild as Arabella, but now that Gabrielle was happily married, she'd become a much better example to Arabella, although Isaac still wouldn't trust her as a chaperone.